Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with intern Kevin. Yes! Yay! Love it, yes!
We don't know how. His key card still works. Intern Kevin is here. Good morning, intern Kevin.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Facts from the internet. What do you got for us today?
Did you know Marvel Comics, which owns the Incredible Hulk, got $100 in royalties from the WWE for every match Hulk Hogan wrestled, and a small piece of his royalties too? And Hulk Hogan wasn't allowed to wear green or purple.
Whoa!
Wow. I didn't know that.
That is impressive.
It seems like they could have gotten more.
They probably could have, but at the time that Hulk that lawsuit happened, I'll bet they were like, I don't know, Hulk Hogan's nothing to us. Yeah, that's fine. $100. There you go. Every match.
Hmm.
And then.
What do you know about Hulk Hogan?
He has a family that he started a TV show with.
Okay.
And then he has a blonde mustache goatee type of infusion or whatever.
Oh, yes.
It's an infusion.
Yeah.
Most people call it a Fu Manchu.
Oh, I like that.
Fu Manchusian. Sorry. Go ahead.
His signature move was like Hulk something.
Okay.
Hulk smash?
And no, not Hulk. That's
Incredible
Hulk.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the thing that he always said? What did he call everybody?
Logan's?
Logan's?
Hulk Hogan?
Like the steakhouse?
I don't know. I don't watch wrestling.
Right.
It's all fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Staged. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Didn't you go to a wrestling match?
Yeah, and
it
was exhilarating.
Okay.
I think now it's not as fake.
Oh.
Why do you say that?
Because I saw some people getting punched. I was like right up to the ring and I saw they actually got punched.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How much do you think Hulk Hogan got paid to do a wrestling match? Maybe this is more a question for Rain, where they would have to give. Because, I mean, back in the 80s, to pay Hulk Hogan a fee, $500 a match, $1,000 a match?
Maybe. That's probably about right. But
and then have to give 100 of that away?
Well, I don't think he did. I think it was like the company he worked for. I think it was the WWE at the time.
Oh.
That's when I used to watch it like religiously. It was like in the 80s and 90s, right?
Sure, that makes sense.
And so obviously back then it wasn't as popular as it is now. Now those guys make $1 million a year, but probably back then probably didn't make as much, so that's why it's probably so low for only $100, because they're like, listen, these guys aren't making that much money anyway.
Wow.
Kevin, if you were a wrestler, what would your wrestling name be?
Great question.
Sir something. No, not sir.
Sir something.
Sir McCrushin.
Sir McCrushin.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So and my benighted signature move is crusher bomb.
Crusher bomb, okay.
And so you come from the McCrushin clan,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing. So you're mm-hmm. Scottish. I like this.
Yeah.
Okay,
an Asian Scot. There are Asians that live in Scotland.
I wear a kilt.
Yes, okay. I love it.
And okay. Then I rip off the kilt when I do my signature move. The what was it called?
McCrushable?
Crusher bomb. That sounds like a sandwich.
Okay, you said the crusher bomb.
Oh, the crusher bomb. Yeah, I take off the kilt, I go on top of the ring, and I jump off. I crush them like a Batista bomb.
Right.
But then I changed it myself where I crushed them with my arm and my bicep.
Okay,
and what would your like signature phrase be?
Oh, when I walk out with fireworks shooting out?
No, what phrase would they put on your shirts?
Because, mm-hmm. like, you know how, like, The Rock was like, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Oh, that's a stupid saying.
And, and Hulk Hogan used to be like, hey, Logan's. What would your expression be?
It's crushing time.
That's good.
And now, on top of that, now you have to give $100 every single time you have a match to the British monarchy.
How would they know when I have a match? They don't watch me.
Well, they knighted you, so part of your name comes from them.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
We made millions of dollars.
All right.
I think that this is going to go great for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, did you know? It didn't turn Kevin.
Did you know ketchup gets its name from a Chinese sauce from the 1600s called koi chip? It was made of pickled fish brine and spices.
You pronounce that word just like rain.
Koi chip.
No, not that one.
Ketchup.
No one, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have an A in it.
Ketchup.
There it is.
Ketchup.
That's so ugly. It's ketchup.
It isn't.
Although there is a way to spell it with a C and an A. That's technically right.
Oh.
Do you know about that, Kevin?
Nope.
That you can technically spell it cat sup.
Yeah.
Which I makes me feel like you didn't grow up in America.
Kevin, I assume that you do not eat ketchup.
Nope, I don't eat any condiments. Mayo, mustard, none of that.
Man, you're missing out with ketchup, I gotta tell you.
It's just smushed up potato, or mashed, up tomato.
Potatoes.
With extra ingredients like oils and glucose and sugar. I think it's tomato and sugar, right?
There's sugar in it.
Yeah, like a lot.
But there's salt. You can get reduced sugar, mm-hmm. ketchup.
That's so ugly,
What? Is this a new phrase of yours?
What?
You've used it twice now.
Yeah.
That's so ugly.
It is ugly.
Okay.
And what do you put on fries?
Nothing. Salt? Oof. Like a normal person?
No, that's not normal.
What do you put on a hot dog?
Nothing. I eat it plain.
God,
the bread is enough.
So weird.
Were we in Disneyland where he ordered a sauce on the side and we were trying to call him out on it and he's like, nope, that doesn't count.
It was like dressing. And he says a dressing is not a sauce. And it's like, what is the difference at this point?
Right.
That's true.
The viscosity of the liquid seems the same.
Okay, you're making him mad now, Gavin.
Do you want me to go in a whole discussion what's a condiment and what's not?
Yes.
A condiment is an added substance to the food that you could do without it.
So you won't eat gravy?
Gravy is a complement, not a condiment. So mashed potatoes, if you eat that by itself, it's dry. Gravy complements it.
A hot dog with just a bun is dry.
No, it's not. The dog inside of it has a lot of juices.
Oh, my God.
I only eat like the Polish dogs and stuff that have tons of juice in them.
Wow.
So, okay.
Barbecue sauce is also a compliment.
One final thing is, if it comes from the Chinese word, what is it again?
Koi chip.
Maybe that's why we call it... Maybe it should be catsup instead of ketchup, because it's closer to that word than it is to ketchup.
I got to tell you.
I agree with him.
I'm not going to call it anything other
than ketchup. I'm not going to call it catsup either. That's like finding out that Miracle Whip is the real mayonnaise. It's like,
oh my God.
I'm not doing that.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
All right. Did you know? And then turn Kevin.
Did you know Disney used Snow White and the Seven Dwarves with an F in dwarves instead of V-E-S because dwarves didn't come more popular spelling until J.R.R. Tolkien used the Hobbit a few years later.
Okay.
Man, there is so much. Okay.
Why are you just ignoring the W in that word?
Dwarves.
No.
The dwarves, W is silent.
Dwarves would be D-O-R-V-S.
It sounds like Snow White befriended seven dwarves.
Yeah.
No.
The way you say it.
Dwarves.
Dwarfs.
Dwarf.
Dwarves.
I can't. The W is silent.
It isn't.
It's mm-mm. not.
Dwive.
Dwive.
No.
Dwive.
Dwarf.
Who cares?
People.
We will never see a dwarf.
That's not true.
That's not true.
There are real dwarves in this world.
No, there aren't.
Yes, there are.
What is he talking about?
I don't know what's happening.
I'm confused.
There are TLC shows about a whole family.
What? I don't think they're dwarves.
They're not. They're dwarves.
Oh, my God. I don't get it.
Kevin, quick reminder, the names of all seven dwarves.
Oh, yeah.
Great. There's Grumpy. There's Snoozy, there's Lazy.
Wait, hold on. Is Snoozy one of those people that just barely wakes up but doesn't fully like...
Yeah, when he goes to the dwarf mines, he kind of picks up his pick, but he kind of drags it.
Oh.
He's best friends with Nonchalant, remember?
Oh, that's so right, that's Nonchalant.
Okay, so there's Snoozy, Lazy, Nonchalant.
Did you get Doozy?
Doozy.
Okay. What's doozy? Who?
We just talked about doozy.
That was snoozy.
That was snoozy. Oh, okay.
God, so there's too many.
There's okay. no there's doozy. Happy. There's happy. Happy. There's,
I know happy.
That's a real one. Okay.
There's. Did I say grumpy already?
Nope.
Yes.
Grumpy.
Five. Okay. Two more.
Give me some hints.
No.
They're emotions.
Okay, go for
nonchalant.
It.
Nonchalant. How many do I have now? Five? Doc. There's Doc.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And there is...
One more.
One more? What is it? He's probably the one that's always get forgotten.
No, he's the one that everybody always knows.
Grumpy?
No, you already said that.
Sadness.
No. Yes. That's Inside Out. Yes. Okay. And sadness.
So we've got snoozy, lazy, nonchalant, doozy, happy, grumpy, Doc, and sadness.
What? Snoozy and doozy are twins.
You know what? I was going to ask, what's the difference between snoozy, lazy, and doozy?
Lazy, he just doesn't pick up the axe. Snoozy half picks up the axe. And doozy picks up the axe, but he never hits the cold mine.
What are they doing? Cold mine? What are they doing? With an axe in a cold mine.
I thought they mined coals for Snow White.
Coals.
Like the coals. The things you use for a barbecue.
So coal, a coal mine.
Not coal. Coals.
Coal.
Yeah. More than one.
It sounds like they go down into a cold mine
yeah.
to pull out the store coals. Is that what you're saying?
Coals? No, they go to a coal mine where there's abundance of coal where you use to light fire, and they scrape off some of that.
Right.
Oh, right.
Mm.
It's diamonds. It's a diamond mine.
Did you know if you brush off a coal, it could turn into a diamond if you use the right chemicals?
I think you have to put it under immense heat
fire,
and pressure.
Yes, and you add chemicals to it, wipe off the flammable stuff, and then it turns into a diamond. Search up a YouTube video. That's how you make diamonds.
You know, when he said cold mind, I imagine the thing from the Mucinex commercials yeah. living in there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.